Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I just died in a rose tonight. I've just been raised up from the dead. I just died in a rose tonight. They came looking for mom cause my head hurt. Broke her heart, my skull was pounding, and I don't think we could easily see a neurologist. I tried to that's quite fatal. It certainly was. Got to this label. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to exist? Oh, well, you know what? I just died in a rose tonight. I've just been raised up from the dead. I just died in a rose tonight. Oh.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever in the world you are. You're enjoying the Catholic Defender radio broadcast today, Novena to the Holy Spirit of Pentecost. Pentecost occurs this year on May the 28th. The Mass is the source, the purpose, and the passion and the power. God the Father is the purpose. God the Son is the passion. God the Holy Spirit is the power. The God of heaven comes to us in his Eucharistic presence. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from your clear celestial height, your pure beaming radiance give. The Holy Spirit, only one thing is important, eternal salvation. Only one thing, therefore, is to be feared, and that's sin. Sin is the result of ignorance, weakness, and indifference. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of light, strength, and of love. With the sevenfold gifts, he enlightens the mind, strengthens the will, and inflames the heart with love of God. To ensure our salvation, we ought to invoke the divine Spirit daily, for the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself asketh for us. Almighty and eternal God, who has vouchsafed to regenerate us by water and the Holy Spirit, and has given us forgiveness of all our sins, vouchsafe to send forth from heaven upon us your sevenfold Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and piety, and fill us with the Spirit of holy fear. Amen. An act of consecration to the Holy Spirit, on my knees, before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul, and body to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light, and I listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you, give myself to you, and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds, when trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever achieve the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and my dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Pompeii Novena. Our Lady of Pompeii is a title given to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Devotion to Our Lady of Pompeii began in Pompeii, Italy, in the late 1800s. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of your mother. Help us always to turn to her as a mother in all our needs. Mother's Day is coming up. And Our Lady of Pompeii, today, devotion you spread among the people of the Valley of Pompeii after Bartolo Longo began to spread the devotion to the Rosary. The veneration of your image and the people's recourse to your powerful intercession brought many graces and as much good to the church in Pompeii. Please bring all of our petitions before the throne of your Son, and we particularly ask today that you pray for the church. Pray for us that we may grow in devotion to God and in willingness to serve his church. Pray that we may advance in holiness and virtue each day of our lives. The Church of Our Lady of Pompeii was built between 1876 and 1891. Between 1934 and 1939, the Basilica of Our Lady of Pompeii was built. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of your mother. Help us to always turn to her as a mother in all our needs. Our Lady of Pompeii, you look out for the good in all people. In your motherly love, you want all of us to turn to you with our needs, so that you may bring the needs before your Son. Through our devotion through our devotion to the prayer of the Holy Rosary, you can help us in all that we seek. Please bring all of our petitions before the throne of your Son, and we particularly ask today that you pray that we and all the people may grow in devotion to the Holy Rosary. Pray for us that we may grow in love of God each day. Pray that we may be eager to make use of every help God gives us on our journey to heaven. We pray for America, for our Constitution, for those suffering addictions and those in bondage, for those who need deliverance. We pray for the Catholic Church, for Pope Francis, and all the clergy. O Lady of Pompeii, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Catholic Defender, the 15 promises Our Lady gave for the Rosary, and this is number 5. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. This promise is also communicated with the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Take the scapular, whoever dies wearing it shall not suffer eternal fire. It shall be a sign of salvation, a protection of danger, and pledge of peace. Our Lady has given us 2 promises by praying the Rosary and wearing the brown scapular. Think about that for a moment. By living out our Catholic faith, we are doing the Lord's will by putting into practice the holy commandments of God. 1 Kings 2, verses 2 through 4 states, I am going the way of all the earth. Be strong and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord, your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do and wherever you turn, and that the Lord may fulfill the words he spoke concerning me. If your sons so conduct themselves that they walk before me in faithfulness of their whole heart and soul, there shall never be a wanting someone in your line to the throne of Israel. King David was giving his last will and testament to his son. Solomon encouraged him to keep the Lord's statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees in order to succeed, to be faithful to the Lord's commandments. Solomon would be a good leader. That last will given to Solomon is the best advice that King David could have given to his son, who would be king. All of us can certainly benefit by following King David's advice in our own lives. As good as King David was as a man after God's own heart, Our Lady is something greater. Song of Songs gives us a clue to how important Our Lady is in the eyes of the Lord. Who is this that comes forth like the dawn, beautiful as a white moon, pure as a blazing sun, fearsome as celestial vision? Song of Songs 6:10. By the Blessed Virgin Mary's promise, through the Rosary, this 5th promise, that those dedicated to the Rosary shall not perish, we can take that to the bank. 1 Corinthians 1:18 states, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The one who hung on the cross and gave his life for us, loved the one close to him, at the foot of the cross. Jesus' mother, whom he gave his mother to St. John, and thereby giving her to be the mother of the church. In this life, we should not presuppose that we are saved. That is totally God's judgment. St. Paul writes, it does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not therefore stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, I do not make any judgments before the appointed time until the Lord comes, but he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and he will manifest the motives of our hearts, and then everyone will receive praise from God. God is judge. Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We will all stand before him. If we have lived out our Catholic faith, we shall be standing tall. Each confession offered and absolution given, it will be with you in judgment. I would not want to stand before the Lord without his mercy and grace, because then I would stand before him for his justice. Jesus has granted his mother, the Virgin Mary, to aid us with the promise that those who faithfully pray the Rosary shall not perish. The Immaculate Heart of Mary comes to us like the dawn, beautiful as the white moon, pure as the blazing sun, to offer us hope. For God so loved the world that he that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. John 3:16. It is through Jesus, that Mother Mary is able to keep her promises. We can have faith in the host of heaven praying for us. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. It is through his mediation that Our Lady as his queen intercedes for God's people. Jesus is truly the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and it is for love of us that his mother is placed in his court. Being faithful to the rosary, we are strengthened to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his humble servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has fulfilled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever. The Eucharistic miracle of Ferrara, Italy, in 1171. This Eucharistic miracle took place in Ferrara, in the Basilica of St. Mary in Vado, on Easter Sunday, March 28, 1171. While celebrating Easter Mass, Father Petro di Verona, the prior of the Basilica, reached the moment of breaking the consecrated host. At this point, he saw the blood gush from the host, staining the ceiling of the crypt above the altar with droplets. In 1595, the crypt was enclosed with a small shrine and is still visible today in the monumental Basilica of St. Maria in Vado. On March 28, 1171, the prior of the Canon Regular Portland, Father Pietro de Verona, was celebrating Easter Mass with three confreries, one only Leonardo and Ennio. At the moment of the breaking of the consecrated host, blood gushed forth from the host and threw large drops on the ceiling on the small crypt above the altar. Histories tell us the holy fear of the celebrant and the immense wonder of the people who crowded the tiny church. There were many eyewitnesses who told us seeing the host take on a bloody color and having seen in the host the figure of a baby. Bishop Amato in Ferrara and Archbishop Gerardo of Ravenna were immediately informed of the event. They witnessed with their own eyes the miracle, namely the blood which we saw red in the ceiling of the crypt. The church immediately became a pilgrim destination and was rebuilt and expanded on the order of the Duke of Este, beginning in 1495. Friday of the fifth week of Easter. We have reading one is Acts 15, verses 22 through 31. And before that, we have a musical interlude. 22-31, the apostles and presbyters in agreement with the whole church decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leader among the brethren. This is the letter delivered to them. The apostles and the presbyters, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, of Gentile origin greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey the same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond those necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. And so they were sent on their journey. Upon their arrival in Antioch, they called the assembly together and delivered the letter. When the people read it, they were delighted with the exhortation. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My heart is steadfast. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and chant praise. Awake my soul. Awake lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give thanks to you among the peoples, O Lord. I will chant your praise among the nations. For your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Be exalted above the heavens, O Lord, above all the earth be your glory. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. John 15:15b. I call you my friend, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all the Father has told me. The Gospel. John 15:12-17. Jesus said to his disciples, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, and I do if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slave, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another. Our saint of the day, as our saint of the day, Saint Leopold Mandic. Oh, you're going to love this story. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Western Christians who are working for greater dialogue with Orthodox Christians may be reaping the fruit of Father Leopold's prayers. He became known as an apostle of confession and an apostle of unity. He made a famous prayer that is the forerunner of today's ecumenism. A native of Croatia, Leopold joined the Capuchin Franciscans and was ordained several years later in spite of severe health problems. He could not speak loudly enough to preach publicly. For many years, he also suffered from severe arthritis, poor eyesight, and a stomach ailment. For several years, Leopold taught patrology, studied the church fathers to the clerics of his province, and he is best known for his work in the confessional, where he sometimes spent 13 to 15 hours a day. Several bishops sought out his spiritual advice. Leopold's dream was to go to the Orthodox Christians and work for the reunion of Roman Catholicism and Orthodoxy. His health never permitted it. Leopold often renewed his vow to go to the Eastern Christians. The cause of unity was constantly in his prayer. At a time when Pope Pius XII said that the greatest sin in the world is to have lost all sense of sin, what is he right on today? Leopold had a profound sense of sin and an even firmer sense of God's grace awaiting human cooperation. Leopold died in Padua on July 31, 1942. He was beatified by Pope Paul VI on May 2, 1976 and canonized by Pope John Paul II on October 16, 1983. He is the patron saint of cancer sufferers and confession. His feast day is May 12th, July 30th in the Roman Martyrology. St. Leopold, pray for us. God Almighty Father, you made St. Leopold a rich source of your grace for all who have recourse to him. Through his intercession, may we live our lives in love, relying entirely on your will and strong in the hope of your promise. God, you show your almighty power most clearly when you grant mercy and forgiveness to sinners. You made St. Leopold an outstanding witness through his ministry in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Grant us the grace to celebrate the sacrament joyfully and so experience your great love. The heavens are smiling. Angels rejoice. Oh, by the way, this is called Every Time I Pray a Hail Mary. The heavens rejoice. The heavens are smiling. Angels rejoice. The universe is calling. Hell is trembling. And the devil flees. That is a quote from St. Leopold. God our Father, through Christ your Son, who died and rose to life, he redeemed us and gave us St. Leopold as a fatherly presence to comfort and guide us in our trials. Pour into our hearts the certainty of your presence and help. God, source of communion for all your sons and daughters, you wanted Christ to be the only shepherd of your church. Through the prayers of St. Leopoldo, the silent prophet of spiritual ecumenism, infuse your spirit into us that we may pray and give our lives for the unity of all who believe in you. God, you wanted Mary to be the mother of Christ and mother of the church, and you gave St. Leopold a tender devotion to Our Lady. May we know in our own lives the joy of her motherly protection and love. And that is our saint for the day.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
No, but he'll feel so blessed. Well, that guy had some ailments. You couldn't talk loud enough to preach. Does that sound familiar?
Well, right now it does.
Yeah, but God still used him.
Yeah. And you notice something? That the song that I played, after the, consider the Eucharistic miracle and the way that bleeding took place at the consecration. And it came from the left ventricle and it was, I mean, that was just arterial bleeding.
Now, isn't that something?
I just thought that song. Yeah, that song went perfect. The blood of Jesus.
And of course, the DNA, there was no marking for a human father.
No.
Now who could that be? Three
only
guesses as to who that
be.
Would be, and of course two don't count.
Well, Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what that miracle shows. Why, thank you, I know that's an undertaking. No, that's an undertaking.
It's a glorious undertaking. That's a lot of food for thought. And sometimes food for thought is a little hard to digest.
Mike, since you've been doing this the past few days, would you say that doing these has been kind of strengthening or getting
out of these?
Oh,
absolutely. No question about it. I find myself talking to the Holy Spirit a lot more than I used to.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I'm hoping that people who are following this can feel the same way.
Well, let's hope that's affecting them much the same way.
Yeah, exactly. And we got this until the 28th of May. We're following the church calendar is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the saint of the day. I'm the scripture. I'm using miracles. I'm using some liberty of trying to place them in there and keep it interesting, showing. Now I'm hoping people are getting something out of these Eucharistic miracles. Well, we're about patriotism here. Now, Mike, you are a member of the Knights of Columbus, right?
Yeah.
Are you a fourth degree?
Yes.
Okay, then you are like me. You are a servant. Yes, I know. You're doing your invitation on young Frankenstein. But I can understand that too.
It's just amazing with this saint, with our saint of the day, Leopold. He was a native of Croatia. He joined the Capuchin Franciscans and was ordained several years later in spite of several health problems. He could not speak loudly enough to preach publicly. That should sound familiar. For many years, he also suffered from severe arthritis, poor eyesight, I can read that, and a stomach ailment. Yet God still used him.
Yeah.
He used him mightily.
As we ask the Lord to use us. And so I'm going to end with this song in honor of the Knights of Columbus, in honor of America. God bless you, Mike, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad station.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Deeper Truth, our novena to the Holy Spirit, which we're doing until Pentecost, May 28th.
Also known as the birthday
everybody.
Of the church.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, beautiful, or spacious skies, or amber waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky. For amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea to shine the sun.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. to make men holy, let us die.